These Jets are for real. Can you believe it? Gangrene pulled off the impossible, the improbable. Vegas said they couldn't do it. They defeat the first place Bills 20-17 at a rowdy MetLife Stadium Sunday. The Jets will head into their bye week at 6-3 and right in the thick of the playoff race. Unbelievable. We'll react to the shocking win and just how dominant this Jets defense continues to be. And we'll also look ahead to the bye week. So get ready. It's a Happy Victory Monday edition of Gangs All Here from the New York Post. And it's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers.
Wilson looking underneath. Pass it. Robinson. The catch. The run. Touchdown. Jets. Zerline. He hits. 20-17. Allen running around. Jets trying to stick with him. Allen tosses. Deep ball on the way. Incomplete. And the Jets will win it. And it's the Jets who come out with a huge divisional win. They knock off the Bills 20-17.
Welcome to a Happy Victory Monday edition. Can't believe I'm saying it. Of Gangs All Here, our New York Jets podcast from the New York Post. And this episode of Gangs All Here is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Visit your Cadillac showroom today. I'm Jake Brown alongside my co-host, Brian Costello. Subscribe to the show wherever you get podcasts. No guest, because we got lots to talk about. Vegas said the Jets were 13-point underdogs. Not a single person on the face of the earth took the New York Jets to beat the Buffalo Bills. The crowd, full of Bills fans, arguably 50-50 between Jets and Bills fans. In the end, the top three, and arguably the best defense in the NFL, said, we don't care what the naysayers say, we're going to go out there and compete. And the Jets defense did just that, Kaz. Zach Wilson did just that. He avoided the turnover bug outside the fumble. He played well. The Jets went back to the ground and pound game that we asked for. They threw a screen. They threw a reverse. Zach ran. All the things I said were the keys to the Jets getting back to winning ways. None of us saw this coming. I said 27-20 Bills. I got the Jets score right. Didn't get the Bills score right. The New York Jets are 6-3 heading into the bye. They've hit the over 5.5 that Vegas set on them. Another Vegas mistake on this Jets team for their win total. They hit that before they even get to the bye. And now they go into the bye week, the 5 seed, 6-3, a legit playoff contender and a team that can make it. Guys, this was improbable. It was stunning. I don't want to hear people say, oh, their cornerbacks were out on the Bills, there were injuries. The Jets had big injuries too. The Bills are still a better team. And the Jets, enough saying they can't beat a good quarterback. They did just that, beating Josh Allen. Jets 20, Bills 17. Let's go, Kaz.
You're fired up. I mean, I think the biggest thing, Jake, is it sets up now post-bye, right? There's going to be a playoff push. The final 8 games are about the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. You're going to have that, right? That they've been dead in the water by December 17 was they pushed till December and they were done. The other years it's been over well before December. 2019 they sort of had some life, but this is real. Now they're in the playoff push. When they come back, you're going to have a couple weeks of November left. They'll have 2 games in November and then it's going to be December football and they're going to be playing for something. And we talked about meaningful games in December for a long time and Joe Douglas said that and they're there. Right. They're
going to be in the graphic in December. They're going to be right towards the top of that graphic.
Yeah, they could be. I mean, everything's possible now. Right. Everything's in front of them. The playoffs, the division, Jake. Right. They're a half a game out right now in the division. So and they just beat the best team in the division. So everything's possible. Everything's in front of them right now. And, you know, it should be a fun December for the Jets.
I'm fired up. This isn't the same old Jets anymore. They answer the call. I was so pissed off last week, and there's still a small part of me that's like, man, if they just won that game, just imagine the bedlam in East Rutherford right now if they win that. But now you know they want it, Kaz. You talk to them after the game. Revenge would be sweet. And after the bye, part of me wants to be like, all right, ride the momentum. I wish the bye didn't come now. But they got some injuries they're dealing with. They got guys that got hurt in this game who came back in. You know, they're hoping to get Fan and Mitchell back, and they could do that after the bye. This team could badly use this bye. I think it comes at the right time, despite you kind of want to riding this momentum of the win.
Yeah, I think it's a good time, Jake. It's been a long portion of the season already, and especially the younger guys on this team. Before Breece Hall got hurt, I heard him in the locker room one day just talking about how long the NFL season is, and he couldn't believe how many more games they had left. So I think probably a lot of rookies are feeling like that right now. So I think this is a good – this is, even when you saw the schedule come out, it's like it's a good midseason bye for them. Get healthy, rest a little bit. As DJ Reed said in the locker room, he can be a normal human being for a week and just come back. So I don't think the momentum is a problem. And I just think, Jake, we've seen the formula, right? We've seen it now. We saw it against the Dolphins. We saw it against the Packers. We saw it against the Broncos and the Bills. Play defense, run the ball, and don't turn it over, Zach. And they can win games, and they can beat anybody with that formula. Now, there's going to be days like last week where they need to lean on him a little more, and he's going to turn the ball over. Like, it's going to happen again. Hopefully, Jets fans don't lose their minds like they lost him last week, right? Like, he can play like this the week after. It's going to be up and down. There's not going to be a straight line. And, you know, but they have a winning formula. You can see it, and they just have to play like this as much as they can down the stretch. But, you know, right now, Jake, you look at it, they're at 6 wins. Bears, Lions, and Jaguars are games right now where you say, all right, they have to win those games. Like, those are teams they're better than, have to beat them. That gets you to 9, and now you need to steal one more to get to 10. Is it the Vikings? Is it the Bills? Is it the Seahawks? Is it the Dolphins? Is it the Patriots? Steal one of them, and I think you're at 10 wins. And now you're in pretty good shape for the playoffs. So pretty remarkable, Jake.
Yeah, 9 you would think was going to give you a chance to get in the playoffs too. We'll see. I mean, that's further down the road. But like you said, 174 yards on the ground, and Zach finally, he wasn't, like I said, he ran forward and not backwards. Like, he wasn't running around like a madman. He looked a lot more poised in the pocket, Kaz.
Give Mike LaFleur all the credit in the world, Jay.
Yeah, no, he's getting his game ball back.
Mike LaFleur just had him throwing the ball quick. That was all he was doing. It was short, quick passes, just quick. I think his longest throw might have been 24 yards of the day. Like, it was, he had the one deep shot to Mims early in the game. And then for the most part, it was just short passes, get the ball out of his hands quick. And you're right. And he wasn't going backwards. He ran forward. I think he had a few good scrambles, you know, that gained yards. And if he can do that more often than not, he'll be in good shape.
24 yards on the ground. And Michael Fleur imposed the will of this run game on that final drive. Just unbelievable. Starting at their own 4. I mean, the Jets were, their back was against the wall, and it took one hell of a drive. I mean, I just want to go through these plays because this was a statement. James Robinson, James Robinson, James Robinson, Michael Carter. These are all runs. Michael Carter, Michael Carter, James Robinson, James Robinson, then a huge third down conversion to Denzel Mims, who is becoming a factor on this team with Corey Davis out. Another guy I didn't mention that this bye week helps, because you're going to get Corey Davis back, and Denzel Mims is showing up. That was a huge play, a great throw and a great catch. The only throw of the drive, then James Robinson run, then Zach run, where they got robbed on a no helmet to helmet call. I mean, this game, the Jets could have had a terrible loss there. And that is just a monster missed call. Luckily, it didn't backfire. And then Zach scrambles, loses yards, and then the field goal. Kaz, he called for one passing play. That takes some trust in your run game. It takes some trust in your offensive line. It takes some trust in your fifth string right tackle that you have out
there. Yeah, I don't know if that last one was a pass. I couldn't tell with Zach where he went backwards. I think they called it a sack. So I'd have to watch it back. I was at that point writing furiously. Yeah, I mean, 8 straight runs before the third down to Mims. It was just amazing. The Jets just were blowing them off the line. And this is a good Bills defense. They're good. And this wasn't about not having cornerbacks, right? This was the guys up front were just getting blown off the ball. And the Jets offensive line, they kicked ass on Sunday. Like, I don't think they're getting enough credit for this, because they dominated. And really, Jake, if other than the strip sack, I'm not sure you heard Von Miller's name all day. All right, he had that one play. It was a good play, but he really didn't do much to wreck it. And it was Zach was sacked 2 times, the Von Miller one, and then that last play we're talking about, which was kind of iffy what he was doing there anyway. So they really did a great job. And then obviously averaging 5.1 yards a carry running the ball, and that last drive was just ridiculous. They were just pushing them off the ball.
Add that to my soundboard. My alarm tomorrow will be Kyle saying the Jets offensive line, they kicked some ass. That is the quote right there. And Kaz, I mean, it was tremendous what Mike LaFleur did, because after I roasted him, you know, last week, he really said, you know what? You're right. You're right, Jake. Let me go back to the ground and pass. Let me throw a screen. He threw a couple of tight end screens, which I love, to my guy CJ. He threw the screens to Carter, a few of them. He had the reverse, which would have worked even better if Garrett Wilson didn't just, you know, he held it out with one hand.
He faked, yeah,
the throw, and then it went like off his knee or something. And then his helmet flies off, but he saves it. If that ball is lost, I mean, that's the difference in the game too. You know, the 55-yard field goal, if that goes through, that's the difference in the game too. So the Jets needed a few breaks, but well-deserved breaks. And they did a reverse, and it could have worked even more. The 7 yards, I'll take it. 7 yards is a positive play for this team. And this was a much more composed Zach Wilson. And I think it's a testament to him and the guys. You know, Mosley got hurt. They came back in. I thought Zach might have been, like, done. He limped off the field, went in the tent. It was fourth down anyway, field goal. Luckily, Zuerlein makes the deep kick. Special teams was a bit much better. And much better, I'll say, but it started off thinking, here's the first kick, and you thought it was the Family Guy in me with the Mets. Here's the first pitch, and the game is over. Season's over. He kicks it like 10 yards as he slips, and you're like, here you go.
Right, and then a 42-yard pass to Diggs.
Yeah, it wasn't setting up to be how this game ended at all in the beginning.
No, and then but Jordan Whitehead intercepts him. I mean, the two interceptions by Allen were just brutal, brutal interceptions.
Like, could have been three. Whitehead should have had another one too.
Yeah, that wasn't quite in his chest. Like the other two were. Like, talking about Zach throwing bad passes last week. They were brutal interceptions by Allen. So yeah, it's interesting, you know, to see how now it's going to be interesting to see how the Bills respond to this, and the Jets will see them again in December in Buffalo. And you know, it's going to be that could be an interesting game, Jake.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Talk about revenge against the Pats. The Bills are going to want revenge against the Jets. I had goosebumps in the end there. You know, I went out to watch with the Fats, and it was incredible because, you know, I'm on the I took the train there. More Bills fans than Jets fans. I mean, you could say it was arguably 50-50 Sunday at MetLife. There were a ton.
There's a lot. Yeah, well, Jake, I don't know if you like, I can't remember exactly when this was. I think it was when the Bills were driving, when the Jets were driving at the end. And it might have been like the Bills were using timeouts right there. And the stadium was chanting, "Let's go, Jets." And it was loud.
I got a video of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark Canizzaro, you know, he said, "I can't remember the last time I heard this chant here this loud." And he's right. It's been, you know, they're usually booing or chanting for the backup quarterback at that point. And it got pretty loud. Yeah, because early on, when I pulled in the parking lot today, Jake, and saw all that blue, I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be, the Bills are going to take over the stadium. And they would have if they had, you know, were winning late. Because there was moments in that game when the Jets offense was on the field, and it was loud because the Bills players were triggering the crowd to cheer.
Yeah, it was confusing who was cheering because it was getting loud on like Jets third downs. I'm like, oh, nice for Jets fans to cheer for the offense. And you're like, no, that's actually Bills fans. And they shut them out. And when I left that building, you know, all you heard was JETS chants. I'll have fan reactions to end the show today. I'll hear from some of the fans. But Jermaine Johnson, too, can we give him credit on that open field tackle on Josh Allen? I mean, we talk about how good this defense is. They're getting it from, you know, 1 to 53, every guy on this team. And Jermaine Johnson, you know, we talked to Joe Douglas back in May about that being kind of the last Christmas gift under the tree, you know, steals the third first-round pick that they get later in the, you know, in the first round. That's a big open field tackle. And, Kaz, you know, this Jets defense, it's not an argument that they're top five. I mean, they're up there right now is one of the best, maybe the best defense in the NFL. And that's hard to deny.
Yeah, no, they're definitely top five. I'd have to look closer at who the other candidates are and what they're doing. To be honest, the Bills were one of them, you know, entering this game, but the Jets ran all over them in the fourth quarter. So I don't know. I'd have to look at who's doing what defensively in the NFL, but clearly the Jets are there. I mean, five sacks of Josh Allen, two interceptions. That's pretty good. It was a bunch of different guys, Jake. No one had more than one sack. So, you know, they gave up a few big runs to him in the first half, but then really the second half, they just dominated, only gave up a field goal in the second half.
Sauce Gardner said him and DJ Reed are, you know, arguably the best 1-2 cornerback combo in the NFL after the game. Do you agree?
Again, Jake, the hard part for me is I watch the Jets, right? I do not watch any other football teams. I'm working on Sundays. So I have not seen, you know, all I read up on the teams that they're playing and try to study them. And I watch a Monday night football game or a Thursday night football game, but I wouldn't know who the other candidates are, right, of the cornerbacks, but they are playing at an unbelievably high level. And like, this is like Revis Cromartie type of stuff that they're doing. Cause you know, Diggs, well, yeah, he had 5 catches for 93 yards all in the first half. And right, 42 of those yards came on one play. He almost, right, he had a 26-yard catch that was called back on that last drive of the Bills. It was like, oh boy, when that one went through, that was a pretty big penalty that was called on the Bills. But they did a great job, and they really didn't have someone, just one person covering him. Diggs said after the game that the Jets changed the way they played defense in the second half, that they played a lot more man in the first half, and then they were playing a lot of cover two in the second half. And so give Jeff Ulbrich some credit. I think he mixed up the coverages and did a nice job on Diggs for the most part.
Ulbrich, we were coming for his head. I mean, we got to be honest. I mean, we were coming for his head. The comment on Quinnen Williams that got kind of taken out of context. You know, we got mad at him then. This defense is remarkable, and Sauce Gardner's going up against anyone and everyone, no matter who the wide receiver is, and he shut him down. So is DJ Reed. Guys like Bryce Huff are stepping up. He had the big strip sack towards the end there. So, you know, they're making a statement defensively, not just the front seven, the cornerbacks, the safeties are doing stuff. Everyone and anyone on this defense is playing good football, and Quinnen Williams, is like we keep saying, is going to get paid. He was great. And Kaz, I mean, we always talked about, all right, they beat this backup quarterback. All right, they beat, you know, the Carpenter third string quarterback. They held Josh Allen to an 18 of 34 for 205, 0 touchdowns, 2 rushing, which I bet 2 rushing touchdowns, won that bet, and 2 interceptions and a QB rating of 46.8. That wasn't on your 2022 Jets bingo card.
No, absolutely not. I have to go back and look. He's had some bad games against the Jets. I remember he was fumbling early on against them. I'd like to look at what his numbers are against the Jets totally. But he looked confused. Like I said, those 2 interceptions were just right in the chest of the guy. It was not very good. And, you know, the I'm trying to look at their top plays. He had the 42-yard pass early on, and that was pretty much it, because then he had the 36-yard run, and then the next longest pass was 18 yards to Gabe Davis. Really one explosive pass all game, and it was that first play of the game.
That holding call too at the end, I thought I was like, here we go, this thing's going overtime. Was that a hold? I didn't see the replay.
I didn't see it, but someone in the press box said he tackled something. He basically tackled the guy, so they said it was a good call.
Okay, cool. And the helmet to helmet, I mean, you saw that, right? That was just
I saw it real quick. Again, Jake, like, my job is to file a story the minute the clock hits zero. So pretty much the entire, if you've ever noticed my Twitter habits, I don't tweet in the fourth quarter because I'm writing the entire fourth quarter. So, and as the closer it gets to zero on the clock, the more I'm writing and rewriting and trying to make a coherent story. So yeah, I saw it quickly, but I'd have to watch the replay again. But I did hear, you know, people were saying it was a helmet to helmet hit.
The Jets were double digit underdogs. They weren't expected to win more than 6 games. And Kaz, they're going to the bye 6-3. What's your story now? What's the Kaz story? 6-3, going to the bye week. Give us your state of the Jets right now after this win.
Like I said in the beginning, it's about what it sets up, Jake. Right? I think now you're staring at 8 games, and it's a playoff push. There's no debates about like whether they're a playoff contender. They are 100% a playoff contender. And now it's, can they take the next step and be a division contender, right? Do you start dreaming about a home playoff game, Jake? Is that there? And, you know, that's something. Have you ever been alive for a home Jets playoff game, Jake? Well, I mean, how old were you in, what was it, 2002 was the last home playoff game?
I was 11, so I didn't even have my bar mitzvah yet.
You didn't have hair on your face and you had hair on your head. So it's a long time ago. Yeah. So that's, yeah. Like, but you can dream right now. I still think the Bills are the favorite to win the AFC East.
I agree.
But you can dream about it. It's not like you're crazy saying it now. They just beat them today. So that's, to me, Jay, is like, you get to the bye week and the way like it sets up, like we said, it's a nice bye week, right? It's right in the middle. So really, to me, it was these first 5 games, what it set up for the last 8 games. And when we looked at it in the summer, we were like, oh my gosh, are they going to be, you know, 2-7 or 3-6? I thought, you know, the most they could be was 4-5 at the bye. that they are 6-3 is incredible to me.
The Patriots game is more amazing that it could have been 7-2 and Hart's right.
Let it go, Jake.
I know. Well, this win, it's over with. I'm done, and I'm going to enjoy my bye. The Jets have only had two home playoff games in my life, 2002 and 1998. In 98, I wasn't even a football fan yet. So really one in my football fandom. My state of the Jets, everything about this team has been so fun. There's been so many different storylines, from the Cougars in the offseason to all the receivers they got, to the draft, to everything and anything in between, to Elijah Moore saga, to the trade deadline, to getting James Robinson, to even small little things like, you know, the Jets YouTube shows, the One Jets Drive show, to everything the social media team has been doing after the games and taking fans inside the team, talking with players, getting quotes, the little TikTok things they do, to the graphic they did where they recreated the scoreboard inside the new Bills Stadium with the 20-17 final, because the one that they had, I think, had 24-3 Bills over the Jets or something. Everything with this team has been fun and easy to root for. And there's been hurdles in between. This is a team that lost Mekhi Becton before the season. This is a team that's lost George Fant. This is a team that lost their most explosive offensive playmaker, the rookie Breece Hall, for the season. They've lost guys left and right. They've battled through it. They've beaten teams they shouldn't. They've beaten teams they should. They've had some luck with some, you know, quarterbacks go down. They had a miraculous comeback in Cleveland led by an onside kick, down 13 with 2 minutes left. They found a way to win. We're only 9 games into this season, and while it could go drastically wrong and could go same old Jets, I just don't feel it. There's something different to this team, and I think they're going to go to the playoffs, because everything this team is building from, and the chemistry and the coaching staff improving week by week, and guys playing together. You feel that these guys play for each other. They love each other. They come back quick if they're hurt. There's no one sitting out. If they're a little banged up, they're coming right back in the game. And we saw that from multiple guys today. So my state of the Jets is this looks like a playoff team. It's not fugazi. It's not a farce. We'll see what happens here in the second half. We go into the bye week looking at a very intriguing, competitive, fun-to-watch football team. And it's the first time, and maybe second time, besides the 1 year they lost to Buffalo in Week 17, second time in the last decade that this team has been really fun to root for and down the stretch playing meaningful football. And when you eat your Thanksgiving turkey, the Jets will be in the graphic and in a playoff spot. Now we got to hope that goes into Christmas, goes into New Year's, and goes in to the end of the regular season. Jets 6-3. We enter a bye week. We'll be back, Kaz, next Thursday to preview that Jets game, revenge. And Kaz, it would be bittersweet for this Jets team to get revenge. And then if you're looking at, you know, we don't look too far ahead, but if you're looking at 7-3 with the Bears coming to MetLife on Darrell Revis Day, there'll be 80-20 or 90-10. There'll be a lot of Jet fans there, even if they lose to New England. But if you win New England, either way, that atmosphere and that game is going to be a big one against the Bears. A beatable team, but a team that's competitive, and a Bears team, Kaz, that's putting up a ton of points on other teams despite losing close games. They're a competitive football team, and that's not going to be easy.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jake, when you talk about the second half, the only thing that I think can derail them right now to where you say like it goes really bad is it would be a key injury on defense.
Yep.
Like, they've lost players on offense. Breece Hall was a huge loss on offense. Obviously, the tackle situation with Becton and Fant and Mitchell, Corey Davis not playing the last few weeks, but they've been pretty healthy on defense. Because, like, today, when DJ Reed went down, you went, oh, boy. You know, when he got hurt, like, it was like, it looked like that looked like bad when his knee got hit by Mosley. Mosley gets hurt. You're like, oh, boy, what's going to happen with Mosley out? And so like, you sort of could feel it. Like, if they lose one of these key pieces, could be in trouble. So that to me is the only thing, right, you have to worry about is just injuries on defense. If they can keep this defense healthy, they're going to be able to, you know, win a lot of football games.
And we're not even going to speak that into existence because I don't even want to think about it. You almost forgot Zach was hurt in this game and was like down and out, and you were worried.
You weren't saying, Mike, let's see Mike White?
Well, it was interesting because it was fourth down. So I was like, are they going to go for this? Injury to quarterback.
It was an interesting decision. It was like, yeah, do you go for it? But yeah, I don't think you go for it with a backup quarterback there who hasn't played a snap. I think that's tough. And it's also not fourth and one, right? So it's fourth and three. So you might have to throw there. That's a tough spot to put the guy in. So yeah, it was his ankle, Jake. I know. And they were speculating on the broadcast of what it was. he said it was, so he hurt his ankle against the Steelers. He was on the injury report following that. If you remember, he was limited in practice the Wednesday after the Steelers game with an ankle. And so it was the same ankle. Every once in a while, it bothers him. And the way the guy landed on it sort of flared up the injury.
And DJ Reed, too. I mean, knee injury, he came back in there. I was worried that was going to be serious, too. He was down for a while.
Yeah, and he took a shot from Mosley there on that play, but he was all right. So, yeah, that's the key. And then, you know, can they – now defensive coordinators are going to go to school, like we said before, after the Broncos game. Bill Belichick knows what they want to do. And he's going – again, he is going to dare Zach Wilson to beat them. And now Zach has to show he can and not throw three interceptions like he did the last time against the Patriots, because – you and I know the formula. Bill Belichick's going to know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They want to throw short passes. He's going to try to take that away. And it's going to be key to see if Zach can then adjust off of it.
Some would say Zach to school. Shout out to Zach Braziller on that one. But we'll see.
Who would say that? Who would say that, Jake?
Well, people at the Post would say that. You guys would say in the press box. I've heard you guys say a few Zach to schools.
Well, making fun of Braziller, but we wouldn't say that about Wilson.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's just a dumb pun. Anyways, it's like cause reaction before the show. Me saying I say Celine Dion. You're an effing disgrace, Jake. You're an effing disgrace.
Well, let's put this out there, Jake. We were talking about what we did before pre-COVID. I have a Guns N' Roses shirt on. This is myself and the great Dennis Wozniak from the Associated Press went to see Guns N' Roses the night before the Super Bowl in Miami back in 2020. I said that was the last thing I really did before the pandemic. And Jake said, oh, I went to see Celine Dion before the pandemic.
I mean, she has a beautiful voice. I mean, she is
graceful.
She's got a great voice, guys.
Oh, good, good.
I've said
my mother's told me that before, Jake. Yeah.
Mine too. Listen, I think one of my first CDs I bought was the Celine
no,
Dion.
No, you
it was like NSYNC and Celine Dion in like 1999 or something. Yeah, pretty. God, listen, Jake. I range from Mamma Mia to Celine Dion to Drake. I do it all here on Gangs of Hollywood. We got to close out the show with this. We completely forgot about it because Roger Goodell tried to make the Jets lose and ruin the chemistry of their drive by dropping the sky cam on them. What the heck happened there?
I've and never the wire that. Snapped. The wire, the Dave's wires at MetLife Stadium, it snapped. So the thing came down. I don't quite understand why it took so long for them to fix it. I thought, like, just take the damn thing down. It took 12 minutes. But that was interesting because they were rolling.
They were in the red zone.
Yeah, they were. They had, I think it was
22,
like,
I think.
They had gone like 10 plays or something like that at that point. And then 12 minutes. And then they come back and there's a penalty on Mims, an incomplete pass. And then there's strip sack. And it was like, oh my God, everything flipped. But yeah, sky cam, the sky was falling on the Jets, Jake. Like all you Jets fans last week, the sky is falling.
Yeah, well, the sky went back in the air and the Jets went back in the air and won the game. I mean, that was something that would happen versus the Patriots and then cheating allegations. It makes sense the day after the Astros win the World Series that there's a sky falling and the Jets turn it over. No, I'm happy they won. I wasn't rooting for Philly, so yes. I'm happy that's over. And the Mets get Edwin Diaz. Cue the trumpets! Diaz is back. The Jets are back.
You're not Let's a little go. Nervous about the Edwin Diaz contract, Jake?
No, you had to pay him. He was going to get $100 million. If you let him walk, they would have Drew Smith as their closer. Like, they had to bring him back. It's a lot of money, but this is Steve Cohen.
So. Not many closers have long careers, Jake.
Yeah, but
one guy did. Most others didn't.
Listen, it's a bad optic if you had let him go. So you had to bring him back no matter the cost. And it's Steve Cohen. It's not the Wilpons. So the money doesn't bother me.
The years. Much. I was surprised at the years.
Well, he was going to get 4 or 5. So I knew it was going to be 500 and he got a couple more than that. So I'm just glad it's over with and we can move on.
I'm predicting you'll hate that contract. And so what is that? 5 years. In 2028, Jake, you're not going to like that contract. That's my prediction.
Listen, if we win a World Series before then, the contract doesn't matter. Just win a damn World Series, and the Jets get to the playoffs. It's in sight, and we'll enter the bye week 6-3. We'll close out this episode of Gangs All Here and hear your fan reactions after the win. I talked to a bunch of Jets fans. We'll hear that next.
Hey, that fourth quarter, offense. That fourth quarter drive, run the ball. And second half defense off the chain, man. Nothing. They're going to talk about how we shocked somebody. We didn't shock nobody.
No.
Not in this locker room.
No.
Not in this locker room. It's another freaking game.
Hey, man, this is the product of the work we done put in, man. Let's keep it going, bro. Jets on three. 1, 2, 3. Jets!
And that says adios to episode 121 of Gangs All Here, our Jets podcast from the New York Post. Thanks to Andrew Hartz and the intern Josh Crawford for helping me in producing the show. Thanks to your Tri-State Cadillac dealers for presenting this episode of the show. And make sure you catch up on all episodes of Gangs All Here. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, wherever you get your damn podcast. But please go right now, stop what you're doing, give us a 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts. Click that plus sign in the top right. That's how you subscribe. And then go down, give us 5 stars, and write in a positive review. Tell me your favorite chicken parm place. Tell me how much you love the show, whatever you want to do, and give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Catch full episodes of the show on the New York Post Sports YouTube page. Subscribe there. The bye week is here. Can you believe it? The New York Jets are 6-3. They've hit the Vegas over before the bye. Unbelievable. It's bye week time. We will be off. We will be back next week as we preview the Jets Pats game. It's almost like you don't want to bye. The Jets are riding so high, you want to keep going. But we will be back next Thursday for that. For Brian Costello, I'm Jake Brown. It's the bye week again. We'll talk to you next Thursday. The Jets are 6-3. I can't stop saying it's so good. And we got to close out a happy victory Monday with J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's go. And now let's hear from you, Jets fans, outside of MetLife Stadium. After an incredible 20-17 win over the Bills, how are you feeling, Gangrene Nation?
Hi, Matt. How you feeling? Is this the biggest Jets win in the past decade?
Ecstatic. We're feeling ecstatic. But, you know, we got to continue to make these things normal again. Big dub. You know, Josh Allen. Heard he was a good guy. Lost in the sauce. It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. We're lost in the sauce. Love that. Stephon Diggs. Your fantasy owners. Probably pretty happy. No touchdowns, though. Seatbelt. Lost in the sauce. Proud. Going into a bye week, I'm very happy as a Jets fan. Look, we got to continue to build them. Over 5.5 win total. Lock that one up. That's a W. You know, we're just thanking the good Lord for another great day lost in the sauce, sir.
Is this team going to the playoffs?
Look, do I have, you know, possibly a future bet on the Jets to make the playoffs, to win quite a bit of change? For sure. At 6 wins, you got to be optimistic. Look, you look at the AFC East, you know, let's ride Russell Wilson, trash. Hopefully at 6 wins, you can secure something. All I want is I want to see meaningful games with the Jets in the hunt in December. I think we can get there. Got to stay optimistic. Got to prepare for the bye week. And then we're on to New England. Just keep it going.
Bills fans packed the building today. What do you got to say to them?
Hey, look, I don't know how long the ride is to Canada, but that's going to be tough. Got to be quiet. Turn a podcast on. Throw something on. You know, enjoy yourselves. Maybe stop at Houlihan's. Get a quick bite. It's going to be a long ride back up to Buffalo. Wings are trash. New York City, we're the best. We're the best.
Georgia, Staten Island, just how big was this Jets shocking win?
Biggest win of the year, biggest win in the last 15 years.
What's your feel on the team right now? 6-3, going into the bye. Can this team actually make the playoffs?
When you beat the best team in football, you are the best team in football.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets!
All right, Haley, how you feeling about the win right now?
Dude, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
What's your message to all the Bills fans that pack the place?
F*** the Bills, but go Jets.
You guys paid too much for gas to drive here to lose. I'm sorry.
That's true. It's embarrassing to be a Bills fan to have
nice
driven
trip
all the way here
have
with
nice
the gas
trip
prices.
Back to Canada.
Alexander from Ohio, just how big was this Jets win?
This was really, really freaking huge. Everybody's always been doubting us. The past few seasons, we really have not done it. But this year, things are going to be different, like we're proving. Proud to be a Jets fan.
Are they going to the playoffs?
Yes, we are. Sauce Gardner, we freaking love you, man. We freaking love this team. The energy, the hype, it's great. We're going.
So you're in cloud nine right now.
Yes, I am. This is, like, amazing to me. I'm so happy.
AJ, how are you feeling about this big win
Let's
right now?
Let's go, baby! Jets pulled out that win.
What are you going to say to all the Bills fans that packed
this place? Shut them down! They came in loud, wanted to make a lot of noise, but came out quiet. Shut them down. That's it.
Is this Jets team going to make the playoffs?
Oh, we're definitely making the playoffs.
Definitely.
Let's go. How could we not? We running it, man. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 let's go!
All right, Al, how are you feeling? Is this the biggest Jets win in a decade?
No, not in a decade, but it's a great
definitely
win.
Biggest
bye-bye.
Win.
Bye-bye, Buffalo.
How good does it feel to beat the Bills, considering they kind of filled this stadium just pretty well?
It was 70-30
Bills. You know, the wave goodbye to the Mafia was like nothing else.
Is this Jets team making the playoffs?
We are making the playoffs. Come on, Rick. Think?
Playoffs.
Okay.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
The Jets just kicked ass.